I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Tour dates, baby. We're back on the road. Just got back from Canada. My home and I don't know the rest. Say we heading out this weekend to Myrtle Beach, baby. Roanoke, Virginia. We in the game. Myrtle Beach, I believe, is sold out. October, Greensboro, North Carolina. ATL, Shawty, Atlanta, Georgia, Fox Theater. October 14th, Birmingham, Alabama. Second show added. October 15th, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Springfield, Illinois, Evansville, Indiana.
Yes.
Let's go. Not the world of Indiana. Now it's gotten an upgrade. November, we headed to Columbus, Ohio, Joliet, Illinois. I didn't do Illinois right. Rockford, Milwaukee, and then back to Canada, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Reading, Pennsylvania, York, Pennsylvania, sold out. Norfolk, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and Abilene, Texas. That don't make any sense. Oh, we're going to, that's part of the next weekend. Mm-hmm. Then December, Phoenix, Arizona, fourth show just added. Well, San Antonio, Austin, Texas, Beaumont, Texas, ending the 2023 tour. December the 10th in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, baby, come see us. AG1, ladies and gentlemen, has been a part of millions of mornings since 2010. If you were 13 years old, bro, think about it. You weren't even alive.
Wow.
When AG1 started. That's how legendary. It's a foundational nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrition for whole body health. You've heard us talk about it on here many, many a time. AG1 replaces your multivitamin, probiotic, and more with one drinkable habit. Plus, you look cool, dude.
True.
If you're out and about sipping on some AG1.
Look, watch this. Cut to me real quick.
This looks cut to Andrew.
Yeah, if I'm just like over here talking to somebody.
What's up? Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, you know.
Looks cool.
Oh, yeah, AG1. Oh, I got this AG1, dude. Oh, you're up there. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of being on the forefront.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Daily routine that pays off as well as AG1, which is why I trust the whole food sourced energy, not the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any other daily routine. I already read that. Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder in water once a day? Hmm. That's what we do, dude. Be like Alex. Be like me. One scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. AG1 gives you an increased energy and mood support, making it easier to
live your best life.
Yeah. Wow. Andrew left us out to dry. Yeah. Dude, I had it on the, when I get, because I've been like back on tour. Mm-hmm. I've been flying a ton.
Oh, yeah. You got the travel packs with you?
Oh yeah, baby.
Nice.
I got it. So I fly morning, afternoon to get home, and then I go to the Soho House.
Yep.
Flex. Yep. And then I'm ready to go. I can't be wasting a whole day just because I've been traveling.
No, you got to stay on it.
AG1, baby, get in there. If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs plus 1 free year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive, or hit the link in the episode description. This week in the studio, baby, we got the all-star lineup, Andrew and Alex, plus your boy. But when you know that the setup is like this, I'm not at a desk. What's that mean?
Context clues.
We got a guest. I was going to say guest the guest, but it's already in the title.
It's in the title.
Yeah, everybody already knows. Trey Kennedy is here.
Yeah, man.
This is going to be some of people's minds are going to be blown. Be like, I thought that was the same guy.
Yeah.
me and Trey, it's good to have him in here. Trey's in, we have been making content together since probably 2018. Mm-hmm. It was cool to talk to him because we kind of tracked our careers. Like, I feel like in a lot of ways we are like, competitors, but like worthy competitor, like, trying to think of who is a competitor.
It's like healthy competition.
Yeah, like I was gonna say Jordan and Bird, but they probably hated each other.
Probably.
Maybe like Steph and
Bird and Magic. I think Bird and Magic were friends.
This is also very arrogant comparisons, right? Dude, yeah. You make videos on the internet.
Like Jesus and Satan, kind of.
Yeah. Like, you're like, well, who's who? Yeah. No, I think we kind of are. There's a couple other guys who kind of watch each other's content. Yeah. We're the competitors, I was supposed to say.
Yeah.
We love Trey, though. Trey's been, he came out on tour with us, 2018, 2019. He's tours himself.
The tour stories you guys got into were great.
Yeah. We kind of promoted each other in a lot of ways. I say, everybody, if you like me, you're gonna like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a great guy.
Yeah. It was fun to get into it. We talked about, because being from Kansas City, you know, we talked about Travis Kelce, and his thoughts on that. That was fun to get into, and as well as touring stories and making jokes, and we could have gone for forever.
Yeah,
I always get like that. I get into it, and you look up, and it's like, ah, oh, dang it, we got to end.
Yeah, he's one that I think we could have here every week, and it'd be great.
Combo. Oh yeah, coming to your family Christmas, he'd fit right in.
Oh yeah,
let's get into it. Yeah, we got a plan. Ladies and gentlemen, Net Positive back for season. I'm just kidding. What is it, episode 75?
I think 74.
74. Trey Kennedy is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
A lot of the whole squad's here. This is just blowing some people's minds because they're like, wait, I thought those two guys were the same person.
Yeah. It happens less, but it's still
out there. It happens less to me now, too. Yeah. I mean, that's been since day one. I think we found each other because people said that.
Yeah. I remember that it was 2017 or 18 we got together.
Oh,
but
yeah,
people started, like people, and it happens less in person too, but people used to come up all the time and just be like, oh my gosh, I'm such a big fan, love your stuff. Be like, thank you so much. They'd be like, see you later, John.
They were like,
I would just be like, all right.
Well, now, okay. So people say like, because the joke about me and Trey looking the same has been going on for so long that, like, I think when it's, it's mostly from dudes. Like when a guy assumes another guy is more popular, successful than you, he'll try to notch you down.
Right.
Always.
So we're there's like, oh, yeah, my wife, I was at your show. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
they're like, people pay money for this.
Yeah.
But a lot of dudes would yell, they're like, dude, Trey Kennedy, what up?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if they're doing like a bit.
Well, how do you like the, how often do you get the bits still? You do like your meet greet stuff and people are like,
all the time.
Hey, Trey, how's it going? You're like, they do that. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. There's a guy that, like, cause people think you look like a lot. Are we just like generic looking white guys?
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. I started that bit. Yeah.
Dang. You just look like average.
I don't know. I feel like you got a little, I'm starting to realize I just look like every guy who's been on like The Bachelorette, like even more than you. I feel like, I don't know what it is.
Like, I've seen that guy. Where do I know that guy? Yeah. Where do I know that guy from? I think there was a guy that's like going around. He was like on YouTube. He's like, is this the guy that goes around and like kisses girls and then like runs away? Or like, that's like a guy.
About you?
Yeah. I go, no, dude.
No, yeah. That's not a me. Prank YouTuber. Yeah, dude. Hilarious.
That's like the guy's bit. And it was like, is this that guy? And
assault? I go, his bit is assault?
Yeah.
I go, wait, no, that's not me.
No, it's classic YouTube.
Yeah. Well, you can't, I guess you get it. Ah, classic YouTube. Mm-hmm. You just got to let it. Like one time I did a whole, I think I told you this. I did, the guy goes, dude, huge fan. Let me go get my little brother. Or no, he said, oh, can you make a video for my little brother? I go, yeah, sure. So I was like, what's his name? Like Chase. I was, Chase, what up, dude? Whatever. And I said, he's like, dude, thanks so much, man. He loves that middle school video you do.
Yeah, that's all.
And the video was already made.
Right.
And his day was already made. So, and I was so close to.
And they're just like, all good. Yeah.
So I just,
it's like, yeah, he has cancer. Would you go to the hospital and see him? And they're like, do the middle school. And you're like, ah, it's too late. You're just like,
I'm already
disappointing the kid who already has cancer.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'll do the Bible verse, lady. I'll do it. The kid loves it.
Yeah. What are my, I guess if mine are like the canceled guy and the Bible verse guy, what are yours? Like the fall?
Yeah. The, probably the middle school thing and the fall thing.
That's crazy. I mean,
the middle school thing is like, freaks me out. Cause I like on my flight today, it's like, if you're in your 40s and have like a 12-year-old, they stop me and they're like,
oh yeah,
man, you just remind me, you just nail it, man. Just like kid. My 12-year-old.
And then the kids think it's cool.
Right.
Cause you're making fun of them, but you're like, no, we're making fun of you. But they're like, dude, that's me.
It was just a throwaway video that blew up. Okay. It's like some weird, like parent child bonding. So it's like, it was kind of like the Coco Melon of Facebook was me a little bit. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good.
I own that. Yeah. Coco Melon. Well, that's like one that you're like, dude, how do you make all these viral videos? I'm like, Yeah, dude, if I knew, I would just make those.
Yeah.
I would make those.
I would only do those that got that many views.
Yeah, they're like, that wasn't a one that you like thought anything of. And then it's like sticks around. You're like, I guess I'm that guy.
Yeah, because that's what's tough too is when you, because I try, and I feel like you do too, to, I don't just do those. I want to do,
yeah. I do other stuff.
Yeah, I do other stuff. But the ones that are the most viral are those that work.
Yeah.
So if you're not like actually following me,
yeah,
I feel a lot of people be like, this guy just womenizing again, just making sexist content again. I'm like, I make a bunch of other stuff, but that's the ones people like the most.
You guys make those ones
big.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. There's nothing I can do about it. We have a, when we start the podcast every week, we do a, that we chart in a new country. So we got to shout them out.
Oh, okay. What's up?
So that, no, we don't know what the country is.
What's up, Bangladesh? No. What's the weirdest country so far?
Well, we do because we do the chart. Not that we're like, not that we check how our podcast is doing.
Right. Numbers
we don't
matter.
Like check. It's yeah. We're all about the creative content. But this week we are charting in 193 listed podcast in Trinidad and Tobago.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Andrew?
Top 200.
I don't even know what you said.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Now a nice island off the coast of South America.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I think it's in the Caribbean.
Well,
Trinidad and Tobago.
It's just, yeah. It's like both. I think we're both right.
Trinidad and Tobago, you go on a cruise, on a carnival cruise.
It's just north of South America.
Yeah.
Is he looking this up?
South of North America. Yeah, you got it.
Okay. He's got it.
I wonder how they got that name. They're like Trinidad and they're like Tobago's like, yo.
Yeah.
Can we get in there?
It's like a law firm.
Yeah.
Trinidad
and Tobago.
Sounds like a law firm.
Trinidad and there's no other countries with and.
I don't think so.
Well, welcome aboard Trinidad and Tobago. Somebody's going to email in like, we're
missionaries.
They're going
to. Sorry.
Oh, my fans?
Yeah.
That are in Trinidad and Tobago are missionaries. Wait, is that all my fans in all the other countries?
That's why we're charting so globally.
That's why you're just crushing it.
Just missionaries everywhere.
They're like, we're sent American missionaries over there. I don't know how you would feel if somebody sent a missionary to your country. Like there's a pastor in this city that's like huge and he's like from Australia.
He's coming over to mission.
He's like,
mission
no, he's like, here's what y'all need to know. I go,
yeah.
But we got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You what? You, yeah.
We got Jesus here. We're all right, dude. What are you talking about?
We got it way before you guys.
Yeah. Aren't you guys all criminals anyways?
Right?
No, Australia is like a little bit of they're like kind of equal to us, I guess, in terms
equal.
Of, not equal to us, but we're not better than anybody. We are, but.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
If somebody came from somebody that had never been to your country, came to your country and told you what you needed to, I'd be like, we got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, 100%. Speaking of big news in the big news this week.
Yeah.
From Sunday, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
We had to get the resident expert because you're from Kansas City.
That's right. In Kansas City.
You speak on behalf of everyone of Kansas City. How do you feel?
Yeah.
And the Swifties.
Yeah. We're very excited. Welcomed Taylor with open arms. The whole thing. Did you hear all?
Oh, we heard
the whole scoop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They bought out some restaurant after.
Oh, yeah.
People were just eating like after the Chiefs game. Can you imagine? You're just chilling like, wow, we finally got out of the house, honey. Nice to be there. And they said the staff just ran up to people and they're like, here are to-go bags. You need to leave immediately.
They're like, we got to pay. They're like, you don't have to pay.
No, someone else pay. Just you have to
leave. Or not even like, to go. They just took your plate. Hey,
take the cutlery. We don't need it. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. Is it real or is it publicity? Because she could have been more low key. She had her front center, front row next to the mom.
Dude, I said the exact same thing before we came in here.
Come on. Did you see him ride away in the convertible?
Yes.
With no license plate on it? It's not even legal. That is breaking laws.
I didn't see no license.
She doesn't even have to obey laws.
No. Oh, yeah. Hey, no, what cop? It's like the cop that arrested Zach Bryan. They were like,
yeah.
He sold $9 million of tickets in an hour. And then he's like, I don't go to jail.
Yeah. He's like, tell me your address. He's like, I actually don't have to.
You're like, you don't? He goes, no.
No. Yeah. If I do, I'm going to have 1,000 people.
Yeah. The problem is, we've talked about this before, is flexing like beyond your level.
Right.
You're like, I go, I don't have to give you my address. He's like, you're in prison. I go, yeah. Oh, you're right. Sorry. Yeah.
If you're eating and they're like, sir, you have to vacate the premises immediately.
Yeah.
Like, Trey Kennedy would like to dine here. They'd be like, yo, who? The middle school guy? F him. You know, it's like, no, I feel like my reaction would be like, I don't want to leave. Like, it's Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm like, I would be annoyed, but you're just, yeah. you're like, I guess.
You got, yeah.
I no one's going to agree with me if I stand my ground here.
You got to give it up.
Yeah, you're not rallying.
With a hierarchy that's like unspoken hierarchy, because if like you ever seen like some, it turns up on the internet, like some influencer is like, do you not know who I am? And they're like, no.
No,
and
yeah.
Then, so if you flex beyond your right. like I was like, hey, can I get like a, it would always be my nightmare if I was like, went to Broadway somewhere, like, can I get like a private booth? And then they're like, dude, nobody's like trying to get to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Please.
No, hey, it's like a big deal every time I go down there. Dude, and they're like, we're fine.
Do you, because I don't know, I saw your show when you came to Kansas City. I think it was not the most recent time I was gone, but the time before.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like maybe the only place in the world where I'd be like, I feel like I can't just waltz in here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't want to say that.
Oh, and you were security. Being
cool. And you were like,
my bad,
you, no, you had me in the back and you're like, I was like, I want to go see the show. And you, yeah. and you tried, you're like, put him out there, but like, don't
put him like you on don't the need side to be in the third row.
I got, I'm going to tell you this. I got walked down the dead center of the whole place and people everywhere were like,
shoot.
And then they walked, I shuffled past like 17 people. Excuse me. I sat down next
dude,
to everyone around me. It's like, we were at your show a month ago.
Shoot,
I
was just making. Were you by
everyone
yourself?
Was so cool. I was with like a buddy.
Dude, my bad, friend. Dude.
No, it's not.
You never told me that.
We had a great time, but yeah. I did leave. I didn't see your closer. I was like, I'm going to get stuck in a meeting.
Yeah, because you're like, I was like, where are you at? You're like, I'm home. I was like, oh, cool.
But it is tough.
My bad, dude.
Taylor Tomlinson was in town and Dustin okay. opens for her.
Yeah.
So he said hello and like got me tickets, which was nice.
Yeah.
And that's another one. You know, she's up here.
Oh, yeah.
She's just unbelievable, yeah. killing it. And I'm like, I don't know. You could tell Justin kind of knew, but they got me in the back, which is fine. But they're like, here's your tickets, go out there. And I'm like, what's about to be out there?
Yeah.
I'm not about to flex by my level. And it was a nice, humbling experience. I was like, maybe two people said, hey.
So. Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, it's like me going into like a Chick-fil-A versus like a Popeyes. Yeah. Like, then nobody knows you here. But right, you go to right. Chick-fil-A, like, that's everywhere I go. They're like, no, it's only very specific places.
Mm-hmm.
That's, well,
Chick-fil-A
we stuff. Had, you know, speaking of Taylor Swift, that Taylor Lautner came to my show in LA and he was like,
he's trying to get in the game. He just commented on my video the other day.
Well, what did he say?
I made a bit about Taylor Swift's exes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was involved in the video. Like, Taylor Lautner was one of the characters.
Yeah.
And he commented like a funny comment.
Gosh, dude.
And it's like, he's getting in the game. So,
well, he was like, through one of his people, was like, hey, can we, like, we're coming.
That's
meaning
awesome.
Like,
is that the most famous person who's come to your show? That's not like a comedian. They're like,
that's your tone when you ask that is offensive.
Oh, I'll my gosh, that. You should be so grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, is that like the most famous person?
Yeah.
Did you hear how that was said?
No, I'm sure there's a bunch of celebs and Shipshugana or whatever.
Wherever. Shipshugana. Dude, chill. I'm sure you're big over there, dude. Oh,
yeah. You crushed there.
Chicana, dude. Now that he, like, it's kind of like when somebody says they're coming, whether it's like an athlete or like, I go, we have like different levels. This is way too insider, but like, all right, do you need like seats? Do you need seats and security? Do you need seats, security, parking? Do you need seats, security, parking, alternate entrance? Like, what we have the capability to handle anybody, but if somebody goes, hey, we're like, and I go, all right, yeah, you'll be good.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh.
Were you ever turn people down? You've been touring a lot longer than me. I'm just now starting to get, they'll be like, my agent will be like, hey, the former NBA power forward, Kurt Thomas wants to come to the show.
Kurt Thomas taking strays.
Yeah, I'm just, sorry, Kurt Thomas. Yeah. And I think we gave him tickets. But I was like, part of me was like,
All right.
I mean, I've watched him play. I don't, this seems really random. But I had like a random, like this pitcher,
wants to come
for
out
for the Orioles wants to come out. I'm like, no offense, I'm not a baseball guy or anything, but I mean, I sure
if you but there's like my nightmare is being on the opposite side of that, of asking of like, hey, I'm never like ask I'll just go
would never.
Well, we had, I'm trying to think if I could probably say this, we had in Grand Junction, this is common knowledge, Lauren Boebert came to our show.
That's where she was in that video?
No. Ours was like two.
I don't know who this is.
Yeah, you do, dude. He's like the Republican lady.
She was
the congressman in Colorado that got in all kind of trouble going to the Beetlejuice. Yeah.
She went to a movies.
She went to the.
And she was saluting the flag repeatedly.
What, dude?
This is a clean podcast. I don't know. It's a crazy.
She was like, came to your show.
All right. So you know how you like, you know how sometimes you like see the news and then about someone and you like, I don't know her, but we met at the, but you go, oh yeah. Yeah. Like somebody's like an alcoholic and then they get a DUI. They go, oh yeah, that.
Right. Right.
It kind of lines up. And she was great. So she came to our show and she came in like insane, walked right down the set, like a very like making a scene. And the first comics was like, hey, there's a woman in the front that's like making a lot of commotion. Exact same way.
Now she just her thing.
Yeah. And then I came on stage and it was a lot of like yelling and wooing and
what's up with these female politicians? One of my disaster like stage show stories is because I was heckled by some woman running for U.S. Senate. What are they doing out here?
What?
It was this crazy. I was in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
A private gig for like a charity, like that for fostering kids, you know, something. It was very nice.
Something good.
Yeah.
Something we're all here to help.
Black tie. It was like a nice event. Open bar. I get up there and the thing's gone on and on. It's too late. People want to go home. No one cares.
You're like, I got to do 35 minutes.
Exactly. I'm like, that was supposed to be on like 8. It's like 10, 15 on a Monday. It's like, I got to go do 30 minutes. So it's already, you're like, let's just get this over with. I go out, open bar. They've been going and I just start this group of ladies heckle at this time. And I finally have to like,
but like, I already,
yeah, I'm trying to like so be funny. Like, oh, someone's drank too, you know, trying to,
what was
they
that?
Usually,
that's probably why it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, and trying to make light of it, it's getting awkward. And then I have to finally, it's the one only time in my short stage career that I've broke. And I at one point I just go, can you please just let me do the show?
Gosh.
And they just kept going and I made fun of her too much where then she started yelling back. She's like, do you have any idea who I am? All this. Tough, and people were like,
wow. Yeah.
And then I'm roasting her trying to, but now the audience is like, this is getting really mean.
They're like, now nobody's enjoying any of this.
Yeah. I was like, drunk, you foster kids.
Yeah.
One drunk home to the next.
Yeah.
You know, it's too much.
It's crazy. I didn't know AOC came to your show.
Come on.
Come on. I was trying to think of a name of a female politician. That's the only one I knew.
Yeah.
Wow. Sarah Palin.
Oh, shoot.
She shared one of my videos the other day. Yeah. I don't know what's going on in the.
You're big with the politicians.
Yeah.
No, Lauren, she came to the show and it was all kind of like.
Did she get kicked out?
No.
No.
All right. Well, it was the same situation where they were like, hey, Lauren Boebert is coming. And she, the Grand Junction is like where she's like, not stationed, that's a military thing, but where she works. And then we were like, I think I said, do you need security? Do you need, like, do you need what level of like protection do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I go, do you need seats? And they go, no, we already have seats in the front row. I go, so how'd you get these? And then it was a whole thing. And then she's like very controversial. And I don't think that's a secret. So she didn't tag me in the photo she posted, but she did post it. And I'm just taking strays for like a month.
Oh, just to be seen with her?
She, what?
What? Why are you getting strays?
Because she's controversial and I was in the photo like, oh, really? John Chris? Like, this is all. And then I was like, what?
You gonna see a movie with this guy? What's going on?
Yeah. I didn't have anything to do with this.
Yeah.
You're going to see a movie with this. I've since read up on what happened.
Okay, now there
I know,
you go.
I know what's going on.
No, yeah. She came to my show. Yeah.
It's wild.
She cool. I mean, well, she's, I don't know. She is who she is.
She's a paying customer.
Just roast her for 10 minutes. Be like, she's cool though. We're good friends.
She's chill.
I thought about the Travis Kelce thing. My thoughts were that like, if you are cheering this hard, for like a team, you're not even, she's an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
And she's that, this is a team in your division. Are they in the same division? No.
No.
But this is a team that like you don't cheer, and like you met this guy 2 weeks ago. You're next to his mom cheering like you just like stormed the beaches at Normandy.
No, yeah.
And up 60-0.
Right.
I don't buy it.
I don't either.
You think it's a stunt?
Yeah, but I'm good with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great stunts.
No, do genius. Stunts. Do stunts. I mean, stunts.
Clearly she's a genius. For sure, marketing genius. Stunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Loves stunts, does her own stunts. And it's just, you marry it. And I didn't really, when I was doing research, because now it's all I'm thinking about, Harry Styles, you know, it feels like that she dated him for like 6 weeks. Didn't it feel like that was, she's going to date this guy for a few months and get some nice marketing out of it. And then on the next album, there'll be a single line that was like, I watched the football game with your mom.
And then we're like,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
Well, that's like her. That's honestly like you going back to like the middle schooler. You're like, Taylor Swift's like, this works.
Yeah. It's just the bread and butter, right?
That's Taylor Swift bread and butter.
Yeah.
And you're like,
to middle school Maddox as Taylor is to dating the hottest guys in the world.
Harry Styles
the exact same.
Harry Styles needs more. Deserves more than 6 weeks.
He did. Yeah. I agree. Did you see the outfit Travis wore?
Oh, it was
the crazy jumpsuit thing. And on the website, it's called the 1989 jumpsuit or something.
So it was already planned.
Yeah, which is the album. Yeah.
And it was already for sale.
It's too much. Yeah.
God, good for them, dude.
But the people go too far down the rabbit hole. Did you see old videos where like there's like some lyric about her like something about being in a kingdom, and it's like Chiefs kingdom, and people are like, oh, she six years ago she planned this. You're like, all right, well, I don't know if
you know how like if like somebody goes like, hey, the everybody's got to get like the COVID whatever shot or something like that, and then the one there was like, oh, maybe not, like, and then everybody else is like, well, this guy, he like winked twice on his press conference, and this is connected to this, and all the, I was like, they go way too, like the Taylor Swift, and again, it's like, it might be like a little bit of mental illness.
I see what you're saying. I have that thought. She's a billionaire. She's the most famous person on the planet, and she needs to pull this stunt.
Yeah,
like how much?
It's like when Trump got to like, he became president and he's still like trashing the apprentice guy. I'm like, dude.
Yo, dude, you don't need to talk to him anymore.
You sold out Nissan Stadium 6 times, dude.
You're good.
You're good.
Yeah.
I think you made it to the top.
Well, and Travis just did an ad with Pfizer too.
He did.
So he's done a Pfizer ad and a Bud Light ad in the last like probably 3 months.
And a Bud Light ad.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce's
off.
Also, is it?
Oh. Yeah. I thought Pfizer one. I was like, I went try to go to the comments. No, man.
Never. All right, I put Travis Kelce up there as the genius too then.
Yeah. Oh, he's nothing but he's benefiting.
Yeah.
Great.
He's in the in crowd now.
Yeah.
For sure.
I see Travis Kelce, I go.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. As a guy that like kind of 100%. Travis Kelce wins, Taylor Swift, who loses?
I just don't even America. I don't know. I don't see a loser.
We gotta go to work. It's people that gotta go to work.
Yeah, people that still. Speaking of,
You know who loses? What? Patrick Mahomes' brother,
Jackson,
dude.
Jackson and Brittany Mahomes are right, the dude. Only people losing in America right now. They wanted to be this the whole time.
About that.
That's good. The NFL script writers were like, we tried so hard with the Jackson and Brittany. Call Taylor Swift. We need it.
Jackson.
Dude, Patrick is so funny. You see him getting peppered with questions?
Oh, yeah. Like, he's like,
well, Travis. He seems like the nicest, most innocent
poor guy. Yeah, I like Travis. I like Patrick. Oh, you're from there.
I hope the best for him. I hope they. I think Travis is going to show her some of his dance moves. And
he's just.
He didn't grow up there, did he?
No, he's a Texas guy.
And you live in Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
It is kind of wild because I just, thinks anything of it. Now it feels like Kansas City's been the epicenter of so much news over the last few years.
What else have you had?
Jackson Mahomes. And now this.
Taylor Swift. Are you the most popular person in Kansas City?
Outside of the athletes.
Oh, the athletes.
Outside of the athletes. Paul Rudd's a big Kansas City superstar.
Oh, Paul Rudd.
He's involved.
Yeah.
He's still around? And the gay guy from Modern Family is around. And then maybe me. The big one. Stone Street?
Oh, Eric Stone Street.
Yeah,
I'll take you third.
I think so.
I'll take in Kansas City celebrity draft. I'd take Trey third.
Let's go.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. So you like when you just started like making videos there. Because I remember when you moved and then I was like, dude, you got to bring that fan with you. Remember that fan It was like iconic, like middle class.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, everybody knows you for this fan.
Ceiling fan?
Yeah, because he was making videos.
In, yeah, I started in that old house.
But who lived there? You and your buddies?
Me and a couple of my good friends were like 23.
Post-college.
And yeah, we had popcorn ceilings and like a 1960s fan. And I think one of the light bulbs.
It's the same with Dude Perfect. Like their first house that they're making videos on. They're like, dude.
Speaking about, flexing too high or thinking too highly of yourself. I remember moving. I was like, man, are people... I'm probably going to get flooded with people being like, I didn't get a single message. Like, maybe two. They're like, I guess he's in a new house. No one was like, man.
They're like, dude.
That old place.
I had to buy a house under like a fake LLC.
So you did?
Yeah.
Did you just get a new one?
No, when I bought mine.
Oh, are you still in the same one from like 5 years ago?
Okay. Wow, dude.
You're not, right? I mean,
couldn't be. There's no way you are.
Is that a townhouse? What's going on?
Yeah. The same. Well, you've been there.
I've been there.
Have you? Yeah, I still live there.
Okay.
And I bought that house. Dang it. I bought that house in a.
You're a modest guy.
Yeah.
That's actually.
Wow, that's such a.
You walk in your house, dude. I love how humble you are. Yeah. No, it's nice. It's nice. It's nice.
No, it's nice. Oh, you see, you're like, oh, the Dave Ramsey plan, huh? Like, no dad. Okay.
For sure.
I like this. That's just brutal.
Good for you. We're the envelopes.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. So you just got to start small.
We're the envelopes. Like,
I thought this was
good. A 3 to 5 year home. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Paid off as you go.
Yeah, sure.
No, that you bought it under like a LLC. So it's not under your name. So you can't look up.
Right. So people don't know.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
And then but have people figured it out? I feel like.
If you like
Travis, the whole Travis Kelce news, everyone knows where his house is. I'm sure he did all that, but it's like all it takes is two neighbors seeing you like,
yeah,
walk out to get the paper or the mail.
Yeah.
And then they tell everyone they know.
They're like, okay, this is where he lives. And then you're done. Yeah. Well, if you want, I feel like the crazy, but they wanted to know. I mean, I was like, I got to not let people know. You're like, also, but your tour dates are on the internet.
Yeah.
Like if they wanted to find you, they're like, oh, he's in Raleigh tonight.
Yeah.
So, and that's his bus.
That's his
so
bus.
So he's probably coming from here to there.
Exactly.
I'm Taylor Swift. I come out in a popcorn machine. They're like, dude, nobody cares. I get wheeled out from the venue to the tour bus in like a road case. Yeah. I do it every night.
Oh, really?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh.
But if I, and then you're like, hey guys, I need this for security. And you're like, tour manager's like, he went like everybody at the venue that works like the lights, and you're
for sure.
Who is this guy?
Yeah,
you're like, dude, yeah, he needs to go out from the venue to the tour bus in a road case, and like no one's out there,
right?
Like no one's out
dude,
there.
Dude, I've done that my own show so many times where I'm like, I'm kind of running late. I got to go like through the people. I'm like, this is a disaster. And then you do it, and like several people are just like, see you in a second. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not Justin Bieber. They're like, sure. Just people walking by like.
See you in a
good
second.
To see you here. Yeah.
Here for your show.
Yeah, that's cool. It. Yeah.
They're like, dang
it's
it.
Like so normal.
Need it
like ice, guys, please, if you could.
Can't do it. Yeah, I can't. Oh,
I want to ask you this. Speaking of, you don't want to flex above your.
Well, this is my
level.
Podcast, so you don't really get to.
Okay. That, okay. That flex is too high. Yeah. Because I deal with this a lot. The few people who DM me, let's say someone DMs you, maybe they're a celebrity or something, they're like a big fan. If you're in LA, hit me up. Let's hang.
Yep.
Do you follow up on that? I struggle. I feel like, well, did they really mean that? I don't want to.
Oh, if you go, hey, I'm here.
They're like,
no.
Yeah, 6 weeks later, I was like, I made a reservation.
What's
they're
up?
Like, whoa.
Oh, right? Reservation. Well, I don't like to hang out without like a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If I was like, hey, we're at your event.
Right.
We're at the show, or we're at even downtown Broadway, or we see like you're like, what was the guy? I was joking about this the other day. The guy from the quarterback that used to play for OU, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
So he was like, we were at Kid Rock's to get, because Morgan Wallen had a show. He came into it. His wife's a big, so we were all at this like bar together.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what's up? I'm a fan. Like, anytime he didn't have a team. He's like, anytime you're, like, I would say, anytime
he's
you're
a free agent,
I don't even know where he lives.
Next game I'm at, where I'm
hit me
on.
Up next time. Next time, what? Yeah.
You sit him, you're like, done. And then you're like, oh, he got signed. You're like, hey, sorry, Baker, about blowing you off.
No,
you're doing great.
I go, it was like getting out of, it was like getting out of hand. It was at the bar we were at. It was like becoming like kind of a scene. Mm-hmm. And I, you want to see what I sent to him? Hold on, dude.
Are you to Baker Mayfield? Baker Mayfield hit you up.
No, I go, hey, dude, I don't even want to read it.
Did he hit you up first or you?
Yeah, we need the whole context.
That's important.
You were smart to leave there, honestly, LOL, Nashville Wild.
You to him?
You sent that to him. Dude, that's I feel like being in your 30s is like
he said nothing.
That whole story made it sound like you guys had this big back and forth. You've never talked to this guy in your life.
No, we didn't.
You said you did. You're like at the bar with him. You're like, Baker, which team are you going to be on, man?
Wow. Free agent, did they release you, dude?
You'll bounce back.
I get criticism on the internet. I was a free agent once,
too, yeah. Kind of, yeah. You'll bounce back, dude. You'll bounce back. That's too much. Dude, that is so funny. Being in your 30s, it feels like dating your 20s so girls is like trying to find a male friend in your 30s.
Yeah,
you find off late night DMs.
But you got like,
and you're
buddy.
Like, why don't you come to my show so we can meet? Not just dinner, that'd be weird. Well, but ease into it.
You don't want to be like, hey, you don't even know if they like you.
Right.
So you're like, well, they might not like your show. But if like we get a lot of the wife is like a fan and then by default, you can become friends with them. Yeah.
Yeah. I just haven't. I've had a few wives hit me up. Like my husband would never tell you this, but he's obsessed with you or something.
<'Cause> like, yeah, obviously.
I don't.
Henson Shaving, baby. You know what? I feel bad about this ad. You know why?
Why?
I didn't do it. I haven't done it this week. I've been gone. I just got up. I'm not. This isn't a good advertisement for them. Yeah,
this is the before picture.
Yeah, this is a before picture. Yeah. Henson Shaving, but it's on my counter, and that thing's stainless, bro. Mm-hmm. Stainless steel. It reminds me of like an old school shaving, but with like new school
tech.
It's like so old. It's like so new. Yeah. It looks like somebody. What is that?
Yeah,
and it shaves better than any razor I've ever had.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, John, just read the copy, please. Just don't tell us your personal experience. Henson Shaving, family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the International Space Station and Mars rover. And now they're bringing that precision engineering to your shaving experience. By using aerospace-grade CNC machines, Henson makes metal razors that extend just 0.0013 inches, which is less than the thickness of a human hair. I'm going to explain this, but it's not going to make sense until you have it.
Yes.
You got to have this thing.
I like the diving board analogy is good though.
Yeah.
Like razor blades are like diving boards.
It sits just like this on the thing. And if you go like this or this, it's not going to work. It just has to get, but you feel it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you look like just a better person than other people.
Absolutely.
That's the best part about it. You make it look clog-free design.
Yep.
Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence. Plus, it's affordable. Henson Razor works with the standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shit. Dude, I said this, and I didn't even read this copy.
Nailed it.
Old-school shave with the benefits of a new-school tech.
Oh, wow.
Dude, old school players, the new school fools. Cast, keep it jumping like kangaroo. That's an Outkast lyric. Y'all probably don't know that. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the old blade. I got a whole stack of them. I can share them with you if you go through them too fast, bro.
Deal.
It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to razors that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/netpositive to pick up the razor of your choice and use the code netpositive. You'll get 2 years worth of blades with your razor. Just make sure you add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/netpositive. Use the code netpositive or hit the link in the episode description. Also, Miracle Made is back. Now, I am a good advertisement for them.
You definitely
look
are.
At me, dude.
Yeah.
Slept up.
So rested.
I've been rested, dog. And I just came from being on the road.
Yep.
All I need is a night or two in them sheets, baby. I'm good to go. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, I can think of 1,000 other examples that you could use for that. There's one thing that will help, though. Better sleep. Miracle Made sheets. You can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by over 20%. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? Bro,
gross.
What? It can lead to acne, allergies, stuffy nose. What if you went to the doctor and you're like, I got a stuffy nose? It's like, what are your sheets like? You're like, dang, dude, how'd you know that?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning. You do have to clean them, but not as much as other ones. Eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters to prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. Because everybody doesn't have a laundry service like me, dude.
Right.
That was not necessary. luxurious comfort quality Miracle Made sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag. I mean, I'm telling you. I really don't want to say who else is going to be in your bed that's going to be impressed by this. I don't think that's the angle we're trying to go on this.
None of our business.
No, it's none of our business. Yeah. But maybe if someone walks by your room and your bed is unmade.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not going to work either because they're going to be not impressed that your bed's not made. I'm trying to think of how you can flex these sheets to other people without someone else experiencing
it. Probably just by walking around and being as well rested as you are.
I'm an advertiser.
What's different about
you're right.
What is that?
You can't go in. What are those sheets on your bed? Right. You're already pointing no return.
Right.
Okay.
Where are we?
We're getting a call from Miracle. Yeah. Hey, listen, we got to dial it back. Just read the copy, please. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive to try Miracle Made sheets today. That's the perfect way to give someone you love the gift of better, more luxurious sleep. Save over 40% and be sure to use the code Net Positive at checkout and save even more and get 3 free towels, baby. Let's go. I got those too. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive. Again, that's trymiracle.com/netpositive or hit the link in the description below. Oh, what about this? Is if you're, because I've talked about this with Lydia, she's like, loves a lot of, like, does Katie go to a concert? Like, if Harry Styles is in town, would you go or no?
Like Harry Styles specifically?
No, if Harry Styles and you're like somebody like
specifically
Lydia
Harry Styles
loves
only.
Lydia loves Harry Styles.
Yeah.
If he came to Nashville, I would say you gotta go with your friends.
Oh, you
can't go to that.
Right.
Because I have
support of
you. Not that you don't support it.
Right.
But you go.
You just go do your thing.
Because do you have your meet and greet sometimes where the wives, there's like 3 girls. They're like, our husbands are like.
Yeah. They're like, we didn't want to pay extra. I'm like, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I wouldn't either.
I like that better than when the guy actually comes through the line and stands to the side.
Yeah.
And then my dude is taking photos. Is like, do you want to get in? And the guy's like, I really don't need to. And you're like, all right, just go back in the lobby, man.
I'm good.
You come here
I'm
and insult me in my face? He's like, dude, you wanna? Oh, for sure.
There was a girl that came to ours that had a t-shirt. I think I showed you this before. A t-shirt that said, the husband I wish for, the husband I got. And we took a photo.
Oh, my goodness.
We took a photo with, I was the husband.
And was he there?
For. Yes. Oh. He was in the photo. I was like, this is nuts, yeah. Dude. Like,
okay.
I was like, are y'all in on this? Like, joke? Did he come down? Did you come down with that shirt? And he was like, let's go.
Was it under a sweater before they got to the meet and greet?
She took it off. I mean,
I love it. They're like, yeah, he's a comedian. I'll think this is hilarious, yeah. Right? And you're like, this is a little much.
I'm trying to think of if like, who would be the equivalent that came to Kansas City and you were like, me and Jake are going. Like a female.
Oh.
That yeah. Can you be like, wait, what are y'all doing?
She did do that with Heather McMahon. Is that her name? Have you met her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. We know Heather McMahon.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's killing it. But
Heather McMahon's hilarious.
She's got the big time, like, girl audience.
Oh, and yeah.
Katie's like, I'm going. Yeah. I was kind of like, I would love to check out the show. And she's like,
same.
You can't.
Oh, she said you couldn't.
It's a girls' night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw SZA this weekend. That's one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Girls or guys?
Girls. All girls.
And which one?
Yeah. SZA.
You were there. Are we an all girl? We're not a girls' night. Are we?
No. I was going to ask you that. I feel like, do you feel like you got to be like 50-50 at this point? No?
No.
Really not?
At the live show or on the line?
Live show.
Yeah, but I heard somebody was talking about that women are the ones that make the purchasing decisions. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
So like men will follow where the women, like if it's like a dudes, like all dudes, like the girls aren't going to that.
Right.
Like men will go where the generally to
Which
dinner.
I think we're very lucky because we can Like, well, I think of like Shane Gillis is coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
And like, there's no world in which I'd be like, Katie, you should come check this out. She would be appalled, you know.
But Shane Gillis is one of the best in the business.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's
it should be like, hey, we're just.
And there's plenty of girls that like him, but a lot of girls would be like, what is this?
This is why.
Guy talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, and then some girls might bring their husbands, and I'll never forget. You ever see a guy in the audience who, like, I've done a few shows, I'll see a dude who's like 6'3", 280 and has on like, has neck tattoos and like worker boots. I was like, this guy's not going to enjoy this. You ever done? I mean, I was like, that. Like, I'm saying all people enjoy this, but a few, like this Boston guy who like probably pours concrete all day. Like, I don't know if he's going to relate. He's not going to have a good time when I'm making fun of Golden Doodle moms. Yeah.
He's like, what is this? With this? Oh, he's like, what's a Stanley Cup? Whatever it's called.
Exactly.
It's called. Like, what's too a much. Stanley Cup? He's like, hey, what's a Stanley Cup? Every second he's asking, hey, what does that one mean? You're like, this is probably more of an indictment on me.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't get.
I got to relate to this guy.
I got a job and a mortgage and a manual labor. He's like, I don't get any of these references.
That's my bad for sure.
Well, no, remember remember that we were talking before you came in here about do you remember when we went out together?
Yeah, dude. We got to reminisce on that.
Okay. We went out. Somebody's idea was like, hey, whoever John, like whoever he's been making videos with, let's make like a
thing,
crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody was like a comedian at the time. I mean, Aaron Tuning was like, I don't do like Megan Batune. She's like, I don't do anything on stage. I was like, we'll figure it out because that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
So you came out. Do you remember specifically? Oh,
vivid memories.
It's traumatic. No. Do you remember what happened in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Are you going to make fun of me for my attempted flood joke?
Yes.
Well, I do want to start by saying thank you because it was like a crazy cool experience to come out. And you definitely it was invaluable now that I've got, like, it's been really cool. I've done a couple of venues that I was out there with you.
Oh, really?
Like Joliet.
Oh, yeah.
And in a few weeks, I'm doing that Dallas venue.
The big one?
Yeah.
Grand Prairie?
Yeah.
Let's
I mean, I'm not filling it up like you did back in the day, but we'll get in there. It's transformable.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you. It's been cool. But I remember going out there and I wanted to, now that I've been doing my own tours, like what? I remember being on the phone with you and being like, John, I make videos. I haven't done a thing online. And you're like, we'll figure it out.
I did say that.
And the first night was in Memphis at like a big church.
It was that church with that walking stage.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I remember everything about every show.
I remember you being like, this is a weird crowd, a weird venue.
It was.
You're trying to help. I didn't know any better. I walked out.
I started the show. Or I went out. Aaron Weber went up top.
You had your two, I think Aaron and Dustin did 10-20.
And then I came out.
You did like 45.
Yeah.
And then called me out for 5 minutes, and then you finished with another 10. And I came out.
But you were like on the poster. You're like, Trey's coming. and everybody's like, when?
The worst part too, man. I actually have a cool story. I need to dig up the reel. Because there would be fans.
Yeah.
At the time, I'm just like mind blown how many tickets you're selling. And I'm getting told maybe I could do the same. And I'm like, there's no way.
You're like, what's
and happening? I remember my first clue was when I showed up there and I was like, I remember your sister was kind of your managers at the time. And she's like, a few people want to meet you. I was like, cool. And I went out and I took like 400 selfies. Lobby. I was like,
oh, yeah.
What?
Because you probably never met the people on the internet live. Right,
no.
Yeah.
You could have never convinced me people wanted to meet me in real life. But the worst part was then how many people, there'd be quite a few each show. You're like, we all flew here from across the country to see you and you were up there for like 3 minutes. And I was just like, I don't know what to tell you.
You're like, sorry.
There was one girl who I think I told those people like, one of these days, maybe I'll do the same. And you hit me up.
Yeah.
And I had this girl follow through on it. And I found the DM and I gave her free tickets to my headline show.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
That was cool.
She came all the way back through.
Yeah. I'm shocked because I just walked out there for 5 minutes and she was like, what I said. But my first attempt at a joke was
this
like
the very first attempt at a joke.
So far, I just walk out there and I think we showed a video we made.
Yeah. And I go, ladies and gentlemen, Trey Kennedy is here. And Trey Kennedy, like, you know, like when you start comedy, by the way, you start it at not even at Zany's, like a local bar for 90 seconds. Trey starts in front of 5,000
Night
people.
Two was 6,000 in Dallas. And I remember being backstage thinking like, gosh, all right, this is cool. This is all right. And I remember seeing even you and Aaron Weber. Aaron Weber was like pacing back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and he's a terrified. He's
like, that's what I was like, how long have you been doing this? I was like, you're this scared? How scared should I be?
Not even knowing how scared you should be.
Exactly.
Wild.
I was just like, you know, I'm going to think about it. I remember just like, I'm just going to go out there and just whatever. I think I came out there and made one joke like, is it a joke about how we looked alike?
Yeah.
But then my first attempt at a joke that didn't involve you was like, all right, Houston.
Did I leave the stage?
Not that first time.
I stayed out there with you.
Yeah, the second time you did though.
You hit me out the next year and I actually did some time. But the first year you held my hand. And I was like, Houston had just had Hurricane Harvey, like devastating. And I was
like a week ago. There's still water in the streets.
Yeah. Back when I, you know, rolled the pant legs up. So I was like, all right.
Yeah, he rolled his pant legs up. Like it was like this.
Yeah. I was like, John, I'm going to come out and you say, dang, Trey, you preparing for the flood? And then I'll go, well, we are in Houston. Oh,
no. Yeah.
And it's like, that was the reaction. People were just kind of like, oh. And that was it.
I don't feel like I was involved.
You for sure did the setup.
I set you up?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, hey, you waiting on a flood is like a, that's like a comment.
No, it's like a common thing. I mean,
dumb. I think I just said that. Yeah. You said hurricane.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Oh, then I said, well, we are in Houston, right?
Everyone, yeah. But like, it's such like a flip because your videos are just like so
it's like,
wholesome.
Oh, sweet young Trey. And I'm just like coming at, how many people drowned this week? There, that's my time.
You're like, his live show's different.
What was the most people you had been in front of before this?
I mean, doing, I had done stage stuff in college. So I'd been on stage in front of hundreds. I've been on a couple stages with maybe 1,000 people. Yeah. But this is obviously way different.
Yeah.
Like a professional ticketed. It's not just a college thing. So that was really the first time.
I wonder, because you said I never liked meeting the people from the internet live. Like, have you ever seen like an influencer do like, yo, I'm in like a meetup.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, that is terrifying.
Terrifying. Oh.
Doing a meetup. And not like for a, like just what's up? I'm at this. Like you might overshoot your like.
Flex too hard. Are you saying terrifying? Because like what if no one shows up?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, I was thinking we might get killed. Yeah, I'm thinking the other way.
When I was on Vine and blown up on that app, a bunch of the kids were doing that. They're like, meet me. They put a meet me here. And I remember that was like a thing. And I was like, I would never ever do that.
No.
What if three people show up?
Yes.
Well, then what do I do? I just go home. Don't tell anyone about this.
Yeah. And never be my fan again. Or like, hey, I'm so sorry.
I could never.
I'll buy you ice cream, a coffee. What do you want? Sorry for coming.
And
out
it's
here.
Still scary to sell tickets now.
Yeah.
You're just like, what if?
It's terrifying.
What
but
if
the,
no one,
but the people that like, if you had like an agent or manager, he would be like, yo, you should start at these. You should start doing meetups around the country. Because he has no skin in the game.
Exactly. It's like, yeah.
If
you
hurt
yourself,
like,
I mean.
Nobody can. We're like, putting shows on sale is terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrifying. And any actor or anybody that switches over to like, it's like putting up a Netflix special. That's not really how that works. But like, no one knows if it's doing well or not.
Right.
So there's no risk. No, like, you know, on YouTube, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know it. Like this video. I think this video is awesome, and they're like, it's not. Mm-hmm. According to what your other stuff is, it's not good. Mm-hmm. It's like, and putting stuff like every time I get criticism from somebody, it's someone that is like no content yet.
Yeah, like, yeah. Or there's a YouTube has a new feature where you can click on it and it'll show their history of comments on your page.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's wild. So you'll see like a crazy, you know this?
Mm-hmm.
You see a crazy wild comment, mean.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 times out of 10, you click on it and it's like, this person's posted 7 comments and they're all just like, all mean. You're like, well,
this is what you do.
There's something wild, like 75% of TikTok accounts have never posted a video.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's something like that where it's like, oh, you're just here to kind of throw stones at people.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's like, I'm trying so hard to make a good video.
God, is that true?
Yeah. It's some wild number like that.
If you switch over to observing to now making, now your skin is in the game, you're like, ow.
No.
It's different.
Well, if everyone had to, they'd appreciate it a lot more too.
Or at least try to do it.
Do you believe this? I've said this like.
Whose podcast is this?
Andrew.
Doesn't even let them talk. Dude. I have a question for you. All right. Save it. Really, yeah.
Who's I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Do you? I had this thought. If stand up and like live comedy feels like it's blowing up.
Yeah.
But just from social media and everything, do you feel like if everyone had to do like 1 3-minute set?
Yeah.
I think stand up would by far be the most popular
before
performance in the world. Because people be like,
yep.
We did a classic Last in Fantasy Football, do stand up. So my buddy, my buddy goes up there and he was like,
nice of Trey to say that's the punishment because he does it for a living. Whoever loses has
I'm
to
get
it. Yeah, he's like, it doesn't matter to me.
And my buddy, like, he did fine and it was a fun night, but he just got up there. He's like, oh my gosh, dude. Like,
scary.
A whole new appreciation.
Yeah. Wild grain, baby. Like, you know what? This sounds like a product you'd see on, what's that show that has Beth Dutton?
Yellowstone.
Yeah, they'd be into this in Yellowstone.
For sure.
A lot of wild grain activity up there. There's nothing quite like the smell of fresh baked bread coming from the oven. Mm. What if I told you you could get all of that delicious and spend less time in the kitchen? Because Beth Dutton, she didn't cook, dude.
Mm.
But have you seen that show?
No,
that's a great show. Well, you can now with Wild Grain, baby. The first ever baked from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Unlike typical supermarket bread, Wild Grain uses a slow fermentation process that's easier on your belly, lower in sugar, and rich in nutrients and antioxidants. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When Lydia comes over for dinner,
yeah,
and I bring this out of the oven, do you think I have to disclose I didn't walk through the whole... Can I say I made this bread?
I think absolutely you can say you made this bread. Yeah, I think so.
She's like, what? How did... She goes, you buy this bread? I go, no, I made it.
I think you can definitely say that you made this, and then you can put her on and give her this code.
Yeah.
So that she could do it for herself.
You made
as well.
Bread? Yeah, yeah, I think you can, like, if you have a...
Each one teach one type scenario. Oh,
yeah.
Know?
Like a made to order. Like if they gave you all the ingredients.
Yeah.
You assembled them. Did you make this?
I think so.
Yes. Whatever it's called, Uber Eats, that's the opposite of it.
Yeah. We won't mention brand names in this.
Yeah, another somebody else. Yeah. Can you say, did I make this? Did I cook this? Yes, you did.
For sure.
Did you make this bread?
Yep.
Oh, 100%.
Can't you smell it?
Smell it. Dude, I'll be opening the windows, let the neighbors smell it. Yeah, come knock on my door, bro. I make bread over here, baby. You'll never run the risk of getting bored with Wild Grain. That is true. They're constantly adding new seasonal and limited time special items to add to your box. And every new member, Wild Grain donates 6 meals, baby, to the Greater Boston Food Bank. So you can eat good and do good at the same time. All you have to do is sign up at wildgrain.com/netpositive. Choose which type of box you want and receive how, and it's easy to schedule, skip, or cancel. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off first box plus free croissants.
Mm. Well said.
In every box. Well, I just got back from Italy. I didn't really, but I was on Babbel. You also can't advertise another. anyway, when you go to wildgrain.com/netpositive to start your subscription, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/netpositive or hit the link in the episode description below.
The first time I ever did it was Taylor Thompson was the headliner.
When you did stand up at the where
at the
KC
Des Moines Funny Bone?
How'd you get there?
I said I don't even want to do it in Kansas City limit. In case someone I know of knows person.
They put you out for a guest spot.
I said
city?
Put me a guest spot in Des Moines. I'll drive 3 hours.
Does Taylor know this? That's the first time you ever did stand up.
Yeah,
that's
I think
crazy.
She knows because Dustin was like
hooked. Oh yeah,
I was in touch
and also,
with Dustin. And
by the way, doing a stand up spot on the weekend in front of a professional is like level 8.5 of comedy. Ooh. Like you skipped 1 through 7.
For sure.
Like first of all, getting to the clubs on open mic night versus the weekend versus that's like
it was a Thursday night.
You already went to the top, dude.
Oh, for sure.
It was not good.
It was it wasn't a disaster.
Did people know who you were?
I think one person said what's up to me, which I didn't like. I definitely was just like I just want to get in and get out and just get it. done.
See if I can do it.
Yeah. And it wasn't until like the fifth or sixth time I had like a disastrous bomb where I was like, should I ever do this again? Yeah,
but a lot of people feel like that. There was a kid at the golf course yesterday, came up and said hi, younger kid. And he's like, dude, I've just been letting you know, like, I love your stand up, but I live here and I've been doing it. I go, hold on, you've been doing it? If you have done it. He goes, yeah. I go to the, he mentioned all the places you go. I go, here's my number, dude. If I can help you with anything, or if people come to me all the time, that's dude, cool. Where is it? I go, the East Room, 8 p.m. Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Go. And it's, you can do it tonight. Y'all can do it tonight.
Yeah.
Nobody ever goes. It's terrifying. So if you've crossed the bridge into you've done it, then I'll do whatever I could to help you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
right, have you talked to him since? Or
no, 100% blocked him. I blocked him. No, dude. Well, there's a lot of people their stuff on the internet is different than their stand up, because it has to be, because you can't do that on the live.
Right.
Like Bob Saget was the king of it. He's like from Full House. And then he's like, dude, this is
right.
X-rated.
Yeah.
They're like, what? I thought
that was confusing.
For the guy sure, from the guy. And then I would say even like a lot of the big podcasters, Rogan, like that is wildly different than the voice he has on his podcast, his stand up.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
I love his pod. I didn't like his stand up. Or like, that's pretty common.
And it feels like the type of, speaking of like going on tours and stuff, I was looking back to remember we were like, I don't know if people know that we were pitching like a show together. We did. Do you remember this?
No.
We did one meeting.
Oh, in LA.
We were pitching like a Key and Peele type thing.
Good thing that never happened. Yeah. That would have been horrific. Yeah. I forgot about it. We were in LA together somewhere.
Yeah.
Gosh, that sounds terrible.
At the time, we thought
television was relevant. That's crazy, dude. That is. I'm just kidding. That's just a shot at television for no reason.
That was back in the day where videos, you could easily get like 10 million views. It didn't make sense.
Yeah. And they were like, we want to go over to television where you can get 10,000 views. Mm-hmm. This is what we want. It's a good thing we didn't do that.
I know.
That show.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't get very far. It was.
Yeah. Because then I think we're like, I've heard it said that like, if you're like everybody, all the talented, like, you know, creators or whatever were in radio, and then TV came out, everybody switched to TV. Like, we're going to TV. And then like the like internet came out, and everybody, like, that's like going from being on the internet to TV is like going backwards.
Right.
Cause you're like, if we had a sketch show on CMT or Comedy Central, 20,000 people view that.
Right.
And like, that would be, no one would ever be like, dude, I recognize you from that CMT show. No, exactly. Never. No. Never.
No.
It's like going back in time.
Yeah.
And also, if you like, the thing about what's great about the bits that you and I do is like, you could never do, like, we had a television show. You couldn't do a Taylor Travis Kelce bit. Even if you did it next week, it's done.
Exactly.
You're like, we're going to put this on season 4.
Yeah. And
they were like, well, nobody's going to care about that.
Yeah, I feel like half my viral videos are like, we got to make this and edit it and post it within 24 hours.
Yeah, and then it's already gone.
Yeah.
We do stuff we film on Tuesday, release on Wednesday. I go, we got to put this clip out by Thursday or else.
Oh, for sure.
Have you ever seen people do live stand-up and you're like, that happened today? How do you have a live stand-up bit about it?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
How does it?
Yeah. Some people are getting after it.
And they're not great jokes. It's just like, this is a thing that happened today.
They just wake up every day and write jokes about the morning news and then perform it and then post it. I mean,
I'm like, dude, this life cycle, this is fast.
It's getting crazy. But
I was going to ask you about my first question. 45 minutes.
Trey, nice of you to let him step in here. That's very, very kind of you.
Whose podcast was crazy?
Is like, all right. So like, how far, I'm always curious to know how far is like, if you go.
It's a really good question. Yeah.
No, how far is too far? Yeah. I'm your youth pastor. Yeah. How far is too far? Like in impersonating like women. Cause I do that too. Like I would go, you go as far as like a, to play a woman and I've done it a bunch of times. You have too. Or like I would go like a sweater and then do like female mannerisms.
Yeah.
But you, sometimes guys put like a towel to be like, this is a woman, like long hair woman. Right. Yeah. And then some guys would go wig. Some guy goes wig, dress. Some guys would go wig, dress, shave, stuff the bra. Like there's, and everybody's like different. I mean, how far they decide to go.
Yeah. From the get go, I was just like, dude, I'm just going to throw on like a, yeah, people joke. It's just like it'll be in the dead heat of summer. I have a scarf on. And it's like, ha, like he just, that's the only thing that signifies it. But that's kind of by design. It's like,
I wear a
unisex sweater and like a scarf and change my character. That's all I need.
And the voice.
And the voice. Yeah.
And you're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's like a certain character I've thrown a wig on or two for, which is kind of funny, but it does freak me out a little bit. There's this one weird, you know, over the years you get signed up for weird stuff. This like production company hit me up. This had been 5 or 6 years ago. So I'm still saying yes to everything. You know, we want to produce like a cool sketch show, kind of like something, whatever that, it was Eddie Murphy movies where like you play all six characters.
And
like get it all together. I'm like, all right, that could be cool.
No, it's not Eddie Murphy, it's Madea.
Well, Madea, Eddie Murphy did it too. Whatever that movie, what was that name?
Oh, when he had the chicken bone.
Yeah, I forget the name.
No, the Mr. What's it? Oh, that's Austin Powers.
In or something.
Powers. No, never mind. Yeah. Eddie Murphy when he played all the characters.
Nutty Professor. Oh, Nutty Professor.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. The chicken bone. I'm in Austin Powers. Yeah.
And they put me in like full drag.
Yeah.
And I remember just kind of being like, I'll just, you know, these people, I guess, know what they're doing. And that some video was shot where I saw one run through. I was like, no.
You said no.
I was just like, this, that's, I can't do full. They put me in full female makeup and everything.
Yeah.
And tried to put me in heels. I was like, all right, that, I can't.
Heels,
do
I would
that.
Draw the line at heels.
It was like, it was an argument that's like funny and goofy, but I was like, this is too much. This is freaking me out.
Well, there's like a, yeah, everybody on the internet does it different. And then when girls do the same, they're like, they just put on a hat and then maybe they would like draw on a beard or something and be like, so, bro.
Yeah.
Or they put on a hat to the side. That's all you need to do to be a guy.
Right.
A female, put your hat to the side, so.
Yeah. I think people respect it if you can do just very subtle, but it's like transforming your mannerisms and voice enough where they're like, that's the character.
And also, there's a title to it.
Yeah.
So you just like, go girls during whatever. Girl. You're like, okay, got it.
Copy that.
Yeah. So somebody would have like the guy, Josh Benson, who's the Christian guy. He's great. He just puts a towel over his head. Okay, not like in a racial. Okay. No, like,
yeah,
he puts like a towel.
It's not wrapped.
Not like it's a wrap. Yeah. Like, no, like a
hair.
Tablecloth.
Tablecloth.
Right. Like a washcloth coming down. Mm-hmm. Like a, yeah. And then we go, oh, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. You ever gotten in any? What's the biggest heat you've ever gotten into?
Biggest heat, man. It's been lucky not to get too much heat. I don't care at all now.
Necessary?
I've been very fortunate. I don't care at all now. Do you care at all if you
not
get
really?
Yeah, it's crazy how
we're
much
we're getting crushed this week for tipping. We did a thing about tipping.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I was like, this was a hot take.
People get it's not hot.
People get fired up about
tipping. Yeah,
they do get fired up.
On either side.
It's so annoying. But I remember back in the day, I used to get accused. I'm not used to. Once or twice I got accused of like stealing someone's idea.
But yeah.
And now it's like, you know, there's a million pieces of comedic content online every day. And it's like, well, I made one video about like, you know, moms during Christmas, and some guy started blowing me up like, look at this moms during Christmas I made. And I'm like, this isn't like a genius idea. And
also
and
a very like, generic idea.
Yeah. And this is, you know, now I just wouldn't even think twice about it. But I had, you know, a couple hundred DMs, people like, how dare you? And I was beside myself for like 2 days.
Oh yeah. The first time?
Oh, the first time. It was the first time. I was like, oh my God. I DM'd the guy personally. He's like, you know, I was really sorry. I didn't mean. Oh, seriously. And then he responded back like,
yeah,
not nice. He's like, screw you, man. I was like, I didn't. I'm just making. So,
yeah.
Oh, beside well,
now
myself. And now I
TikTok,
just don't care at all.
Now with TikTok is like, they use like your, they act
now it's
out
like they
your
promote
bits. copying. That is, yeah. It is copying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And also if somebody else takes your bit, it's like, good. Yeah. You're like, thanks for like doing my bit. Viral.
Yeah.
Or like, it's not like a, yeah, I see it all the time. Like I think Matt Rife, at least in my feed, Matt Rife or Theo, it's like other people doing or like posting.
Right.
Or like edging their yard to a Theo Von or like whatever they do on to TikTok.
The audio, right? Just using the sound.
Yeah, it's all taken. Like somebody said to me one time, it was like a busy couple on the way to church or something. Mm-hmm. And it was me and Beth Pilgrim. We're like, get it.
Yeah,
get
I remember it. That.
And this guy was like, this is mine. And I was like, similar to the asking for security when you go downtown, or like, dude, so you thought I was like, you know what I'm gonna do today? Steal. And then I perused the internet all millions day. And I was like, this guy.
That is the worst when you get accused.
How would
of stealing
I find
a guy,
you?
A guy I've legitimately never seen a video of his before.
Never
no offense, but I'm just like, yeah. I can't explain never to you how it. Much I didn't get take this from you, but I mean,
I can't
I'm just making a TikTok,
much I
man.
Take
it's not
this
it's
from
not
you.
A genius idea. It's just,
and I think if somebody does a bit or like, dude, I've been in the game 12 years. I should be better.
Sure.
If someone else is like doing like, all right, that I should be better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing a bit of me. This is yeah. Mm-hmm. This is yeah.
You still can I ask you something? How's your heart lately? No. What are you still? Because you slowed down,
still Christian.
You slowed down making videos. Are you? What's your gameplay? Because I feel like guys like us, and especially you, you know, you're two and a ton. You're doing stand up. Like, do you have a desire to finally be like, I've made my last video, or do you always want to be making videos?
I do. So I do. I probably make more content now than I did before, but I'm less. In terms of posting, I probably post more than I have in the past. But in terms of like, I used to put out a video.
Like
I put
a
out
fully produced.
A fully produced video on Monday, a stand-up clip on Wednesday, and a YouTube, like I did this one take show. I did one take on Friday. Yeah. For like a year post COVID, I did that. That's what I yeah. And it like I feel like my manager always says like talk about yourself until they start doing it for you, and then let them carry it. And I still get passionate about certain things that I want to like make. But I think, I mean, they used to roast all those guys. Like I'm 39. I used to roast all those guys. They're like, dude, middle schoolers be like, not you, but you're like, you can't, that's got to die.
Right.
It happened by, and I think Nate Bargatze is a good example of this, that he goes, dude, when I was, not to say anything about Dane Cook, but Nate goes, yeah, I started out, I was single in New York. I was talking about that. Then I moved to the South, started talking about that. Then I got married, started talking about that. Then I had a child, started talking about that. Now he's talking about the stage of life that he's in now.
And it's growing with.
But because you're like, but the fans are also growing with him.
Right.
So you're like, not to say, but you're like, dude, I was making these jokes about college and the girls in college and like drinking or like, yeah, but now you're 40.
Yeah.
You're like, why don't these jokes work anymore? Because like those people now have mortgages and they're in the school pickup line.
Yeah.
You have to go.
It's like you either grow with them or you have to start over.
Yeah. Okay. And you're like, there was a kid, a YouTuber in like, I remember when I lived in LA, he was like 31 and like, I met him at church and everybody knew him. And he's like, dude, before I even got anywhere, my representation scrubbed everything from the internet. And according to the internet, I am 23. Cause this is true. Everyone knows him as 23 and he was 31 and he was making like stuff about like, you know, when your teacher comes in and it's homeroom, you don't have any homework.
Right, right.
I was like, dude, you're too old.
First day of job vibes.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's
wow.
So you have to kind of grow with it. And I think where the internet has different stuff is like, and I think you've ride kind of where the internet is going, like a something be like YouTube phase is, I think, done.
It's definitely done. Yeah.
You think
that was, it's, getting there for sure. Like I was saying earlier, it's insane. I looked back recently at our videos. Like, dude, the videos we made together all have at least like 20 million views.
Ours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no way we could replicate that today.
I don't think I'd want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just with anything online, like to get that many views now.
Oh, so
it's impossible.
Yeah. Well,
it was shooting fish in a barrel then. It's crazy to look back on some of my videos with 10 million views. I'm like, I wouldn't even post that right now.
No, dude.
But 5 years ago, you just that was what was
maybe
working.
Like 2017?
Yeah.
18?
Yeah.
That's when I got popular.
Right.
Where there was
everything
like,
was popping.
And you would like the content was like, first of all, video was introduced to socials, like outside of YouTube, like in terms of the share a bit, like Tim Hawkins is a comedian that I came up with, got popular by the link, like emailing links.
Yeah.
You were like, dude, emailing links to a video is crazy.
That is crazy.
You must really believe in that. To send that link to you, you got to check out this video.
No, I think YouTube's definitely in a spot where if you don't, Mr. Beast too, everyone knows, right? He said stuff like if YouTube's in a spot right now, if you don't spend at least like a week on a video, you might as well not post it. Like, that's where it's at. Like I've stopped because I was like 6-9 months ago, I stopped where I was still trying to do the weekly where like we'd just do a 3-minute sketch and it would take us an afternoon to make. Yeah. And I was like, we either have to not do it or I have to spend 3 days shooting a full blown sketch. Like that's where it's at. And TikTok there was a year like during COVID and stuff, it was just like million views. And now it's like you gotta.
But I feel like it like I always feel like now I don't know if you're the same or not, but like I feel like my goal is to get this got way too serious. Anyway, if you'd like to sponsor a child, would you slip your hand? If I had to get what's in here out, and what's and that's like doing this podcast is a lot of stuff that are like, man, that I feel like I just don't like a lot of that, like I would call it like real like youth group e humor. I don't it's not in here anymore. Not to mean I'm not
evolving.
It's just like I'm not that anymore, and I think you go. You watch what the algorithms are doing. It's like, all right, I got to get, and like you, TikTok, you're like, it's super like underproduced. You're just like, so what's the deal with, and you're like, kind of what we same with the pod. We like watch what the trends are and kind of ride that. Not in I'm not trying to trick the algorithm.
You still got to produce.
But my live stand up, I think I believe in more than I ever have before this podcast. I'll do like a video that I really like. We're going down to, we're flying. I don't know if this video is going to work, but I did. I flew to San Francisco last week. Did I tell you about this? Mm-hmm. I flew to San Francisco. I'll be like last year.
For a show or just a video?
No, just for a video. Okay. Last year, you survived Haunted Mansion. This year, try downtown San Francisco. It's like a haunted house. And I'm like doing all the tents and the needle. Like,
yeah.
Do I believe in that? Yes, but it's
You've already shot it?
Yeah.
Oh. But it's coming out.
I don't know, dude. I'm nervous about putting it out, dude.
Dude, that sounds great.
Because you're like, it's like a haunted house, but it's downtown San Francisco. Like, try to avoid the needles and the open fires. Because but it's like, I believe in that.
Are you waiting for Halloween? Smart.
Yeah, dude. I'm thinking ahead.
There you go.
It's like, he knows.
But I think instead of just putting out a weekly video, I like wait for my shots.
I think I'm in a similar spot where I'm now starting to like write with like, I'm gonna. You probably took 2 full days to shoot that.
What
video.
Do you blame? Like, do you think you blame the algorithm for your stuff not doing good?
Oh, always.
No, I'm just joking.
That's all. It's the only fault this ever is. Yeah. Algorithm. Man.
We used to do on stage. Like I got off stage. I think I killed. And Caleb's like, "Where'd you think he lost them?" You're like, "What?" Like notches like that.
You actually get in your head. Yeah. Like seriously, was that?
Like you come after a basketball game. He's like, "Dude, you know, we'll get it next time." You're like, "Well, I thought I played good." I'm just joking with you.
Yeah, man.
We always would always do that with each other. We would always be like, dude, it's freaking algorithm.
It's algorithm mess with you too.
Dustin Nickerson, we'd always talk about this. It can't be your act.
No.
Cannot be your act.
Bad crowd.
It can't be.
Late Friday.
Yeah, dude. It's like the weekend after Columbus Day. They typically.
Dude, we joke all the time. We had this one. I'm not going to out anybody. We're in this one city doing a club. And there's a local host. And he gets off the stage. And he kind of bombed. And he was like, I'm going to make up the city because I don't want, he's like, yeah, man, Lexington, they're just kind of famous for not showing love to the host. And we were like, oh yeah, man. Yeah. And the Jake went out there, my opener. Yeah. Just killed it. And we're like, we've always talked about, like, no, this city, it's just the host.
Yeah.
Once they get past that, they're like, yeah, finally.
Everybody knows that about Lexington. Yeah.
It was funny.
Dude, famous, dude, famous for not liking the host.
Just, yeah. Well. Any excuse is great. But that's weird. You do enough too, where, like, you know, I'm having a blast doing it. I'm trying to get better every day.
Stand up,
all that. But you do. I remember the first time I ever did it, the host was bad, you know. Yeah, and I remember just being like, I can at least do that. Like, you'll do the road sometimes, and a host will come off and be like, oh, they're fun. And you're like, did you? If that just happened to me, I would never do this again. Like,
that, you thought that was,
some of these people are not right in the head.
I see that all the time, and on the internet too. As you go, I remember I got off the first time I ever got off stage, I bombed. But I go, okay, I'm gonna fix this. I'm gonna move this around. I gotta get rid of that joke. I'm gonna start differently.
Yeah, you saw some hope.
I'm gonna smile, or I'm gonna, like, dude. If you people come out and do like a guest spot on our show all the time. Yeah, dude, you got a lot on you.
Dude, is this coffee spilling all over it? Bro, it's cracking up. I just looked down. What is it, leaking?
Wait, hold on. Andrew's dying, dude.
How long have you been laughing at that?
Hold on, has it been coming out?
I looked down. I think he finally saw me notice it. How long have you been noticing that? No, I'm good.
Wait, I didn't notice it until
like
5 minutes ago.
How long?
How long, dude? 45
minutes. It's just like a drop every time I sip it comes out. I looked down and saw a drop down here, and I was like, that wasn't there earlier, and I finally noticed. But I just hear him.
At the beginning, he said there was one.
I was one, and I looked down. Look at me, dude.
It's covered.
Where is it leaking?
Yes, it's coming out.
Oh, I love that.
Because they had the source at the beginning. Who's that from? You want to call them out?
Yeah. Screw, don't ever go to, I don't know where I was. Hey, what are you saying? Sorry.
Well, you have like that colored shirt on.
It looks cool. Yeah, it looks like the.
It's not stressed now.
It's not white with black coffee.
Sick. Yeah.
You got to wear that to your show tonight. You have a show?
No.
Oh, yeah, man. No, if you, like, I got up on stage and I got off and I go, that's not good. That's not good. That's not good. That, and even now, I go, you got to be wildly, obliviously confident. Like when I said, let's go on stage, we'll figure it out. Mm. You have to be like that. And then you have to be wildly objective when you get off stage.
Right.
They'd be like, all right, that's not good. You have to have both of those, because you wouldn't go out in front of 6,000 people in Grand Prairie with nothing but your voice and be like, I got it. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That's a crazy thought to have.
It is.
But then afterwards, if you're going to be great, you immediately have to go, I got to get rid of that joke. I got to get rid of that joke. That wasn't good. That came off a little too good or any, and then you got to fix everything. But if you don't, if somebody goes, I remember the beginning, there was Adam Katenholland was a comic in Denver when I was coming up. He was like the headliner, the pro. And I go, hey, can you like help me? And he goes, I mean, kind of, but you.
I mean, you got to really figure it out.
If you can't figure out that was, you kind of, there's no.
Right.
But that's probably for everything. You're like, dude, I can kind of maybe point in the right directions or maybe, but if you can't self correct this, if you got off stage, the guys that come out, if you got off stage, you thought you crushed, it's a wrap.
You do got to make your own mistakes. Like that, like that's how you're going to learn that stuff.
Yeah. You never, I couldn't be like somebody's joke coach.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, you know, going up to Michael Jordan and be like, can you teach me how to dunk?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you kind of, you can maybe learn to maybe do it, but
he's like, so what foot do you jump? I go, all right, no, you're done.
Which foot?
How do you jump? You're like, all right. You can't teach Patrick Mahomes how to throw it under.
Yeah, we're Patrick Mahomes of comedy. I'd say,
How do you think this is going to affect the Chiefs going forward?
I'm worried it's a distraction.
Dang, dude.
I don't know.
Trace the locker room.
Maybe Kelsey's thrive. Maybe I think he thrives, but I don't want some of the other guys to get, you know.
But how he's coming off a great year, right? He's great.
Oh, he's. Every year he just gets better.
He's the best tight end in the league.
He finally had like a little bit of an injury. He just missed one game.
Yeah.
But so it looks like maybe he's still getting back to full health. But
does he have any history with this level of the spotlight?
He had a TV show.
Did you ever see the Catching Kelsey? He had a weird Bachelor show.
All right,
show.
So he's been in this game for, all right, he's fine.
But he's to his credit, he dated this one girl for a few years. He's never dated a famous person.
Really?
At least publicly, no. So it's kind of wild to start with Taylor Swift.
I know who loses, Alex.
Yeah.
You know, we said who loses?
His ex.
No. I mean, maybe.
A little.
Somebody said on Twitter, because he did that friendship bracelet or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He goes, fellas, shoot your shot. No, we don't need more fellas.
Yeah, who loses is every female pop star alive.
Yeah, everyone. Pelted
with phone numbers.
Oh. You're like, you're not like, an NFL tight end.
Yeah. He's like, Jerry. He tried it, and if he can do it, every female that's popular is like, please, no.
What do you think about that move? Giving her his number with a bracelet? Like, is that cool move, or he's just Travis Kelce, and so it doesn't matter?
I think it's cute because it's him. It just works because it's him.
Right? Now, if you're the backup tight end, and you haven't put up numbers, and you come into the locker room, and that goes, like, there's the guy that he tried to rob a Waffle House in Atlanta, and he's like, everybody, and then nobody moved. They were like, he's like, everybody, for real, like, I'm robbing you guys, like, hey,
come on,
hands up. And then they're like, get out of here. And then I was like, dude, going back to your, like, I was gonna say hood, is that am I allowed to say that?
We're gonna find out.
Yeah, going back to your hood neighborhood, it's short for neighborhood, right? What I'm saying, yeah. They're gonna be like, and that video goes viral, they'll be like, dude, got him, dude. What is this, you? Bro, is this you?
It's you?
Yeah.
What are you gonna steal from a Waffle House?
Yeah, bro, no respect, dude. Yeah. Or like, there's a guy that tried to there was here in Nashville, he home invaded an 82-year-old guy, and the 82-year-old guy fought him off.
Tough. Like, can't show your face.
Nah, tough, yeah, dude. Tough. Absolute L. Yeah. So yeah, if you're Travis Kelce and you made a friendship bracelet in the locker room, they go, oh, you mean the guy that had 21 TDs last year? He cool with us. Mm-hmm. The guy that helps us wins game, he cool with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's within his bounds.
And yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
He kind of just do whatever. It doesn't matter, yeah.
And if he's like, if he's staying within his like personality, like if it never happened for him, he still wins.
I'm just confused because he's always dated like, what I use this, I'm just quoting other thick black women.
Okay.
Which is what I don't call
it. Well, it's your podcast.
So yeah. I would say that,
yeah. And John already said hood, so I mean,
I can't use abbreviation anymore. Yeah.
Waffle House
anymore.
Abbreviation. It's short.
Well, it's abbreviation.
It's a nickname. Yeah.
For what is it? You gonna look it up?
Yeah.
Okay. He dates black.
So girls. It's like Taylor Swift's like the king of white girls. It's just interesting. You know? Did you see? You ever hear him talk? He's like, we got another win, baby. Go sweet. We out here all right now.
He's like, yeah.
Is that how he interacts with T Swift?
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to have to calm it down a little bit. Yeah.
Her next album just has like six rap tracks on
it. It's just so urban. Like, 21 Savage is on it.
Featuring Lil Yachty.
Yeah. What is
it? T Swift.
I can see it.
No, it's
you see.
I like it.
See?
Dude.
That's his vibe, man.
Yeah. All these women fit that bill, except for Taylor.
I would say as long as you're clear, you're like, hey, like, this is like definitely not one of those podcasts where you just like, that's like talk about celebrities. But as long as everyone's clear on the transaction, you're like,
right.
All right, I'm doing this like with a Jennifer Lopez, and you're like, hey, I need to get back in the spotlight. You need it. We're going to be miserable together, but like, everybody's good.
For sure.
If someone like catches feelings and they're like, oh, I thought this was a PR thing. You're like, oh, shoot.
I love picturing them together. They're just miserable. They're like, we got to do this. It's a good thing. She's just like playing his guitar. He's like, Shoddy, you got to put up that guitar.
Who's saying this now?
That's Travis talking.
Yeah. Oh, he's sick of her playing. That's
She's just always playing it. Yeah. He's just, why are we together? This is miserable. We got to do it.
He's like trying to play video games.
Yeah. Like, oh, y'all tripping for real, for real. She's like, I don't understand what you're saying.
He did Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in the same
season. Yeah, nice.
He's got a lot of range, dude. I don't understand.
Wow, right before our eyes.
I don't understand what you're saying, dude. But that's what's right for about the internet is what we, according to you, I don't make videos anymore, but like,
I'm no longer an influencer like you.
He goes, when did you stop making videos?
No respect. No, it was what you're saying was like, you mentioned.
He's like, I haven't seen one in a while.
And then you followed up with like, you I'm hosting more than ever now.
No,
actually,
your stand-up clips crush, but you haven't like made a full-blown video in a while. Isn't that an accomplishment? Shipshawana.
Shipshawana.
Dude, can you sell any tickets in New York City?
I can't. I sold like two.
I got to go out to Long Island, dude.
Yeah, I can't sell. They go to New Jersey, and I'm like, they carry me out on their shoulders. I'm crying, dude. Gosh, go to New York City. They're like, dude, you're on Broadway. I go, no. I got to tell. I'm out on the sidewalk like, hey, $5 tickets to comedy show. It's my comedy show.
Do you get? I feel like people, when they're trying to gas you up, they're like, yeah, Trey, one of these days, man. I mean, I'm seeing your vision board, Madison Square Garden. I'm like, yeah. I mean, an arena would obviously be really cool. That's the last arena in the world I would sell out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get us the end of it. Yeah.
Somewhere outside of Fort Wayne, Indiana, maybe?
Al had a third show. I'm going back to Shipshawana for a week.
What does that mean?
I'm staying there. I'm doing like a residency.
Yeah, but it's like, oh shoot, dude. Man, I was out in Vegas. I saw like Ray Romano and stuff. I was like, dude, a residency would be so cool. Ours won't be in Vegas.
Yeah, no, we'll residency
be
in Fort Wayne.
I'll be in Salt Lake for the rest of my life.
Dude, Provo Bank, but
yeah. Wait, George. Dude. Wait, Shipshawana, is it a casino or something?
It's an Amish like barn, and we packed it out.
What is it by? Is it by Indianapolis? Or is it in the middle?
Dude, ask the question again, different tone. Just ask it again, different tone.
Where in the world is this?
Like, no. Because it's called Shipshawana.
That's right off the Amtrak.
Yeah. No, it's the opposite. I can't go. Yeah, I can't go near the Amtrak. Yeah. It's not in the hood.
That's come amazing. On, dude.
No.
Is that announced yet?
Well, you go, what?
Is it announced?
No, it's not announced yet. Yeah. Well, but they don't, because they're Amish. They don't really get. They put they it up on the bulletin board. Like, they don't have the internet.
Trinidad will hear it before.
Trinidad and Tobago.
And Tobago. Sorry, no, Tobago.
All right. So you go, what are you, like, I remember, like, Sebastian, he's like, dude, you sell out 4 in Madison Square Garden, but then can't, like, do Arizona.
Right.
Or not him specifically, but, like.
No,
everybody.
No.
That's everybody. Right. So you're like, all right, you can go to New York, LA, Chicago, Atlanta, or I mean, we've been touring. We can tour like 300 markets.
Yeah.
In the US. Yeah. Literally. We can do it. We went to Peterborough, Ontario.
How was that?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's why I went. I was texting you because I thought of you when I was in a weird town.
Yeah. that's the name of my next tour. Weird Town.
Weird Town.
Towns you never heard of tour. Yeah.
Well, I was in Wabash, Indiana. Have you played there before?
Dude, yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And we sold 1,000 tickets.
Of course you did. Yeah, I can't go.
9,000 people live there. I'm like, where are they coming from?
How do you all? I can't go to Wabash because my radio clause was Shipshawana.
We're in a battle. I was like, Team Wabash over here, dude. I'll never step foot in Shipshawana.
No, so you go, all right, well, what do you, so do you go, if you, I think it was Jay Moore that was talking about, he's like, I can't sell in the Northeast. But I crush it. All these, should you keep trying to beat down that door, or just go to where they like you?
Right.
He goes, why? What do we? Why now? You should always try to. We go to Canada and we'll go to new markets to try to expand. We're like, what they're like begging for you. We had like a fourth and fifth show in Arizona. Just keep going there.
Right.
Yep. The jokes are the jokes. Now, do you want to go to Radio City? I don't know. Probably, yeah, that'd be nice. But
it'd be cool, but yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Are you sentimental like that? Like, if you had the chance to play some crazy.
More questions.
Is this not a conversation? All right. Does he do this to all the guests?
No,
just you, man. Just for you.
What? Go ahead.
Do you have an extra shirt and some merch somewhere?
Some merch.
I don't know, like, have you played a venue where you're like, you know what, I could play this venue down the street and make 3 times as much money, but I've got to play this one because wow, it'd be cool. Are you like that?
Let's see, the Ryman's like that,
right? I did that was one that was cool to me. I feel like sometimes
I'm
like,
the setup of this question just to say you could do the Ryman.
Yeah, sold it out.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Beautiful evening.
It was packed. I would think, there are. Well, we were like that originally with the churches,
right? Because
churches performing in churches is crazy because there's no rent.
It's free.
Every place we go to now, the rent is minimum 10 grand.
Right.
Off the jump, it's like 10 grand to turn the lights on. And all the people, it's probably more than that. So at a church, if you are coming to town, there's all the churches in town. They want you at yours because all the Christians from all over the city are going to come to that one. I don't know why I put them in quotes. Yeah, put them for some reason. Yeah. All the Christian. Well, how is that necessary? Just a shot.
Yeah, it's free publicity.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, this is nice. These cushioned chairs. They got these video screens. Oh, look at this playground they got out here. Maybe we should. It's like they would want you in their building.
You converted thousands of people when you think
about them. And then, I'm just kidding.
I do remember being with you. Because I grew up in Oklahoma going to a big church, but I didn't know how big churches could get. We did in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
You sold out like a 5,000 seater church.
Yeah.
And I remember being back there and some guy walked back and they're like, we're getting a lot of complaints about the Drake music.
Yeah.
I remember you just being like, ah,
that was one of the
guests just don't. It was like clean version of Drake.
Yeah. That's one of the things about Drake. Like, we just don't do churches anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you just go, hey, there's not really any, the transaction is very clear. Same with yours. You like the videos. I'm coming to your town. You got a night off.
You kind of know what's happening. Yeah.
How much are your tickets? 35 bucks, 40, something like that. You got 60 bucks, two people. We'll go laugh for 2 hours. Everybody wins. Mm-hmm. When the church is like, wait, so are we like the pastor be like this Friday, we got a comedian coming in, bring your friend. It's like, is this like a,
yeah, is this like part sermon?
Mm-hmm. Is this like an outreach? Are we trying to get what exactly? It's a confusing transaction. What exactly is going on here?
Yeah.
So that, but those are all free. A rent is free,
mm-hmm. and then a bunch of people
way more
volunteer, right?
Yeah. All merch people are free. Yeah. All the workers are free. And then one time we were at this church in Louisville. You might have been there. They said you can't sell merch. Because that's like Jesus. Remember?
Selling merch.
Like Jesus wasn't selling merch.
Well, he came in the temple. Yeah. I know the story. Yeah, 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 yeah. He'd come whip out.
Yeah, he goes tables because over. People were selling stuff in the chickens or something. And I don't know what the story is. No. I know the story. Okay. Hold on. Let me tell the story.
Jesus was selling merch.
No. What happened was
Jesus was selling
hoodies. This, the temple.
MAGA hats.
Yeah. Jesus was selling that.
Yeah.
It was the temple and people were selling like forgiveness of sins or something. Is that right? Or are they selling chickens?
Is it the story when he brings in their whips?
When Jesus flips the tables.
I'm pretty sure he was like,
they were like selling stuff in the temple, making it like a,
they were turning supposed to be God's house into a prayer, into a marketplace. Yeah. It was not a smart
animals.
Place,
there you go.
It was a farmer's market.
All right. So they're selling items, the animals temple. And exchanging currency.
Basically they're John Chris merch.
No. Okay. Yeah. They're selling. That's the okay.
That's interesting. You couldn't sell any at all.
And I go, Matt, that seems fair. But he also, then I go, well, this temple is also, youth group kids are having a farting contest here. So,
it's a little different.
Yeah, they're not, I don't think this is the holy of holies. Like
the rabbi of the temple made six figures.
Like the rabbi has a private jet. Yeah. Or you go, what about in the youth room? They play basketball in there. Is that part of the church where is it the sanctuary? Because we're in the lobby.
They have an Xbox room. What is this? Yeah.
You guys stream 7 hours a week. What are you doing?
Where's
so then they we had it like down the hall in like an auxiliary room. I was like, well, that's a, or like we're gonna be outside. Where is the line that you say?
Oh, that's you know.
So you're like, where can we do? But I was like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that where in church you feel like you have a voice to complain because you're in this. Under the rules that I'm under.
You're part of it.
Yeah. So now you're like, I don't know. Like, what if there's Drake? I don't know what there is of our show now. But they're like, who do you complain to? The guy?
Exactly. You email the venue and they're just like, screw you. He's like, care about you.
What?
Yeah. The church has to.
Yeah. But we like those people. I mean, most of the show is still like similar. Do people ever come at you for the, I thought you were a Christian?
Shockingly, no. I feel like I've my whole career. I've been very nervous about it, but I mean, I can count on one hand how many times people maybe DM me like, hey, there's like a Michael J. Fox joke somewhere recently, and a lot of people got upset about that.
Yeah.
That was, you know.
Yeah.
That one's too soon still.
too soon. He's a great guy.
Is he?
I mean, I love him.
Yeah. Well, I think Travis and Kelsey, or Travis and
Taylor.
Taylor will be fine with all these jokes.
Do you ever think of that when you make a video of
they're going to see it.
Right.
See
like,
it. Yeah, they're going to see it.
What are the odds that Taylor Swift has seen the video I made, the 45 second TikTok I made making fun of her exes? I wonder if I think the answer is either
lives in the same circles that we do.
I know, right? I think the answer is either 100% or 0%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
no in between.
It's either you'd be shocked at how much they're paying attention to that, or it's like, dude, it's Taylor Swift. She hasn't even opened Instagram in a year. It's like, oh. I would believe both.
How does she make all the songs about the negative tweets if she's not on Twitter?
That's a good point.
She has a tweet hunter.
She has a tweet hunter.
She's like, look at all the main things. You want to use this? You're like, I'll take this one. Yeah. Well, shoot, dude. It's good to have you on the board of pod.
Man, thanks for having me. It's been too long.
You got to promote anything?
I'm just on tour for the next while. So come.
Oh, yeah. Who's on your tour these days? Jake?
Jake, my boy Jake's opening for me still.
My guy, dude.
DJ Mikel's pops in every now and then.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Mikel, he's the man.
Oh, I saw with Jake at your wedding.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
He's killing it. He's hilarious.
Yeah. How many do you estimate people do you think died at that because of you had a wedding during COVID?
We know the number. It was
I asked one question and he tightens up, dude. He's I don't have anything to say now.
It's only three. Yeah.
No, it was delayed, right? Delayed it?
Yeah, we had it in 2021, but it's in Texas, so
yeah, fine. Yeah, they didn't have it down there.
They eradicated it.
Was it in summer?
Summer of 2021. So we started getting back on the road then. It was weird because like in Texas, when you would start due dates for like in Texas, it didn't matter at all. And then I did a show in like Vermont and they were like,
oh yeah, shut it down.
They made me wear a mask in my green room by myself. It's tough. Just like, wow.
Wait, is that why do you think you had the buses to get to your wedding? So it was security. So nobody,
the chartered buses. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure everyone was safe.
No, because no one, you don't want fans. Where it was.
Yeah. If you people used to do the sparkler exits. If you're you saw me, they're like, is Trey going out the back right now? And I was just like,
he comes down a popcorn machine. That'd be sweet. All right, dude. Trey Kennedy, checking on the road, dude. Good to see you, my man.
Thanks, man.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.